John, you can relax now.
Oh, yeah. Always was relaxed. Never get tense. And that game was always in control, so that was fine. No, hell of a game of cricket. And a hell of a finish.
Yeah, it was a cracking match to commentate on. To be involved in something like that for the players as well and to secure their safety, pretty special day.
Yeah, I can imagine for the neutral it was a hell of a game. Lots of fantastic individual performances from both teams. Jason Roy, bad exception, well in both innings for them, and obviously Keaton, Mark Stoneman in the second innings, and a great contribution from Graham Clark as well. And then that last hour's bowling from Graham and Ben was superb, real high quality stuff, and you know, turned the game a little bit.
Yeah. They didn't have put pressure on from both ends. Then I mean, you know, Graham coming in from one end and Ben Stokes, I think 5.5 overs before he conceded a run, and he got a double wicket maiden in that period as well.
Yeah, as I say, the two of them together just changed the course of the game, changed the pace of the game because the scoreboard suddenly went dry. And you always got a chance when the scoreboard goes dry here. It's usually that there's enough going on that if the batsmen aren't moving, then you've got a chance to create something. It's amazing how few chances we actually created in the day, considering how many false shots we created. Just don't think we missed a chance. I think everything that came our way, we took. And you felt like we'd there were enough false shots for us to have had maybe 15, 20 wickets. But we only created 10 chances. Unfortunately, we were good enough to take them all.
Yeah, you beat the bat so many times, didn't you? But you're thinking about the chances. As you say, everyone of them was taken. I mean, stunning catch from Keaton Jennings late on today as well from Gully. And you think of all the runs that Durham have given away in the last few weeks from dropped opportunities. Well over 400 runs in about 3 or 4 games. You tighten everything up again for this match.
Yeah, I think... Well, it's difficult to measure how many runs you give away when you drop a catch because obviously it changes the course of a game. But certainly when we last won the championship in 13, we caught everything, I think, pretty much, including some blinders. And this year hasn't been as certainly not as consistent in the slip area. As I think I've said before, the change of personnel has not made it easy for guys to get into the same sort of rhythm, I think, catching. So it makes a huge difference when you don't take your chances. And as I say, we need to take everyone today because we really only created the 10.
The news came out about Scott Borthwick this week that he's leaving to go to Surrey. I know you were hopeful that you could try and keep him here. You did your best. At what point did you realise you'd lost that one?
I think as time went by, you started to think that if it takes him this long to make his mind up, it probably doesn't bode well for us. So when he finally told me, I can't say that I fell off my chair because when you're this late in the season, and I think we first made an offer to him in May, you think, well, if it wasn't good enough in May, June, July and August, it's not going to be good enough in September. So, but, you know, it's same as with Mark. Respect the guy's decision. I don't think it's the right decision. I still think that they both have been better off if they stayed with us. But they make their call. They move on. We wish them the best in every game which doesn't involve us. And I hope they go well.
You've got to work within a strict budget now, but I suppose the fact that their wages are off your wage bill will give you a little bit of room to try and bring other people in next year.
Yeah, as you said, we only really got the news about Scott for sure at the start of the game, so we haven't really had a chance to work with David on what we're going to have to play with in terms of recruitment. But I think some form of recruitment is going to have to be on the cards. Just to stick at least one player, at least maybe two, into that squad.
You head down to Hampshire. Your safety is secured for another year. It'll be your 12th season in the top flight next year. And you go down to Hampshire, who are still not safe. So you could still have a battle on your hands there next week anyway. But at least you are safe.
Yeah, they've got a lot to play for. And I think after last season, where they managed to get themselves out of a pretty desperate situation, and they're trying again this year, they're going to fight right to the end. That's pretty obvious. We've still got a bit to play for, though, because I mean, think fourth is quite attainable for us, and in all honesty...
Some prize money there as well.
Well, there's prize money, which is good for the club and good for the players, but also I think there's a bit of respect if you come fourth in the league. I think that would probably be considered not fantastic, because we try to win these things, but still not too bad either.
About a month ago on the Friday night at Somerset, if we'd been talking to you then, suggesting that we would have been thankful of survival in a month's time, you probably would have thought it was a bit silly, but it's just been a strange last month, hasn't it?
It has been a strange month. Sorry, we'll wait for Mark just to finish. So, it was. We went into that game thinking about where the top of the table looked, and as you say, a month later, we're glad to be nowhere near the bottom. So, it was a strange couple of games. We had a couple of bad performances away from home. I think we've remained unbeaten at home, I think, if I'm right in saying. Only lost the one in the T20s as well at home. So our home record in all forms has been pretty good. Just possibly on the road in 4-day cricket the last 4 weeks, we haven't been so good.